Grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours from God your Father in and from his Son, your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Terror that causes you to flee. Just think of those billowing clouds of smoke as they chase down people after 9/11. A pit that reaches up and grabs you and then dunks you down to the bottom of it. A painful snare for all those who happen to make it out of a pit. The foundations of the earth shake. The earth splits open and staggers in its orbit. The earth falls, never to rise again. All evildoers are huddled together, locked into prison for many, many, and shall we say, all days they will be punished. Not the best welcoming statement for your Sunday bulletin, is it? Well, we are really scared about language like this because ultimately it's talking about hell and the consignment of those who deny Jesus Christ and refuse his wonderful gift of salvation. This is their destiny. First of all, we're scared for two reasons. And first of all, the language portrays something that really is true. It's a reality. There will be a final judgment, and there is a very real hell for those who reject Christ. Christ says that those who reject him will be thrown into the outer darkness. He also tells us that there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth in that hell. Remember Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, that account, and the rich man was in torment because he couldn't even get a drop of water in hell. And in the book of Revelation, we're told not only that there will be torment by fire, but torment by sulfur. If any of you have smelled sulfur, it's really a horrible, horrible smell, and sulfur burns as well. So the first reason that we really are sort of scared of hell is that it is real because God tells us it is real. But there's a second reason why we are scared about hell, and that is because it is so difficult to talk about in this day and age. It is politically incorrect. In our fallen natures, we want to just talk about the news, good news of Jesus. Aren't there better things to talk about? Couldn't we just talk about the love of God in Christ? Couldn't we talk about how Jesus heals people with sicknesses and diseases? You know, hell really couldn't be as horrid as it is described, is it? Could it? Well, this political correctness sometimes is evidenced in unusual ways. We see pop theologians now saying that there is no hell. And, of course, that's Rob Bell, who a couple of years back wrote the book Love Wins, a book about heaven, hell, and the fate of every person who has ever lived. How's that for inclusive language? And his point is that hell does not exist. Maybe this is why CPH's evangelism program a few years back called Give Them Hell never had many sales. Really, we shouldn't be surprised about Rob Bell and his book in this day and age, for it is indeed a culmination of a lot of things that have been said in our culture about relativism, about no absolutes, and certainly heaven and hell are absolutes. In fact, ever since Jonathan Edwards so eloquently talked about hell, and maybe a little bit too much so, since that time, emphasis on hell has been diminishing. Just think about these few theologians and pastors. In 1991, Billy Graham said these words to a man who was interviewing him. To describe hell in vivid terms, like I might have done 30 or 40 years ago, I'm not at liberty to do that. Now, what's changed? Billy Graham's theology, or has hell changed? Or in 1995, Crystal Cathedral man Robert H. Schuller, "I don't ever want people to become Christians to escape hell." Not a bad reason, among others, to become a Christian. Or on the other side of the whole spectrum, in 1999, Pope John Paul II said, "Hell is the state of those who freely separate themselves from God." Hell is the state of those who freely separate themselves from God. Sort of like, here's McDonald's and here's Burger King. Well, I think I'll choose Burger King. You know, that sort of a sort of reality like that. But even today, this week, as the world mourns the death of an exceptionally talented inventor and entrepreneur, Steve Jobs, we hear nothing from the media about Christianity, about heaven, about hell. But we do find out that Jobs considered himself a Buddhist, at least a nominal Buddhist. He studied in India, and that was probably his leaning. And in his Stanford commencement address, which perhaps you've seen, it's been broadcast frequently on the televisions recently, we hear how irrelevant religion must have been for Jobs. Quote, "Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice." I don't know about your own inner voice, but mine isn't all that pure. And I really like hearing the voice of someone outside myself, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Fortunately, Isaiah tells us that judgment and hell are not the Father's final words. No, in Isaiah's words, God's words, "The Lord of hosts reigns on Zion and in Jerusalem. His glory will be before the elders." The Lord reigns in Jerusalem, on Mount Zion, as Christ is crucified on the cross. The Lord reigns over the baptismal font as yet another individual is made a child of God. The Lord reigns over the altar as Christ's very body and blood, his gift, are given to you. Isn't it wonderful that we have this glorious inheritance in Jesus Christ? Even if there are terrors, the deepest pits, the snares of Satan, nothing can peel us away from Jesus Christ. Yes, there is a hell, but it's not for you or for me. For indeed, we rejoice in what God did for us in Jesus Christ, so we have no fear of hell. We pray continually for those brothers and sisters of ours who are outside the family of faith and who might be on that road to that very, very bad place. But we continue to keep ourselves focused on word, sacrament, the cross of Christ, because if we're focused on those things, we can't be on the road to hell. So joyfully know and believe that although there is a real hell, there's also a real heaven. And that is God's last word for this hurting world. That heaven is there because we are sinners. If there weren't sin, you'd need no hell. If there weren't sin, you'd need no Christ. But in fact, our sins are covered and forgiven by Jesus. Rejoice that you are kept away forever from hell by the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, amen.